Daryl, can you sum up today's defeat for me?
Yeah, very, very frustrating. Orchestrates of our own downfall, to be honest with you. In control first half, give them two goals, two set pieces. Not good enough. Do a lot of work on those. Obviously need to do more. And frustrating. Frustrating, and we get back in the game and then we lose a bit of control in the game, to be honest with you. Rushing with our passing. The honest in the endeavour of the group to try and get back in the game, I get that. But got to be a lot more streetwise than that with a... You know, certainly with a referee that's going to need Vaseline on his lips today for the amount of time he blows his whistles as well. Do you know what I mean? And it was like, it was a frustrating, very, very frustrating day for ourselves, to be honest with you. I thought we were the better team, if I'm honest as well. I thought we posed a lot more threats than they did. But we certainly lacked a bit of nous at the right times today. And that's disappointing because I've got enough experience in there to try and control that sort of environment. But we didn't do ourselves justice today.
Is it simple enough to sum it up as... They took their chances and you didn't?
Let's be honest, but we've got territory, haven't we? First half, we're in control of the game. It only looks like one team's going to score, but they score two goals from our set pieces. Our set pieces are absolutely woeful as well. Absolutely woeful. No good delivering great balls on the training ground. Got to be able to do it on the match, on the big occasion. We put one good ball in and scored a goal, but we've had numerous times to deliver good balls into their box on set pieces. They put a couple of good balls in and scored two goals. We haven't delivered anywhere near a good enough on our set pieces today. But in general, for me, was a much better team with the ball when the ball was down on the deck, when the referee weren't blowing his whistle every 20, 30 seconds, it seemed. It was so frustrating. And, it was one of those days.
But particularly in those last 10, 15 minutes, balls into the box, not really giving the goalkeeper much to worry about.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And being very slack with possession, you know, the lads, I think, got to find that killer pass straight away, and it's a little bit rushed, because control it, take a couple of passes, get yourselves up the pitch and learn it. But I thought we were sloppy in possession in those last 30 minutes. I thought we'd get back in it once Sads had scored the goal, but in general, a very frustrating afternoon for everybody concerned.
Yeah, you've talked about how this is a funny division that any sort of team can beat each other. Carlisle have won home and away against you, haven't they? Even though you've probably dominated both.
No, let's be honest, though. The standard's very, very equal, isn't it? You know, and I think the teams at the top have got that little bit extra all over the pitch. We're working towards that and making better players to be able to do that on a more consistent basis. I just think it's been in a few games this season, not recently, to be honest with you, a few games this season where we just lacked a little bit of quality and nous in the right areas. And for all their honesty and endeavour, we've got to keep getting better.
Does it frustrate you, and you've used the word frustrating a couple of times already, that just when you're eking out a chance to get closer to the top seven?
Yeah, exactly. I'm angry. I mean, listen, the top seven, I said it early on in the season in October. I don't think we are a top seven team yet. That's me being genuinely honest. I've got to turn these boys into a top seven team. Like I say, and the fans have been excellent. They're very understanding of where we are, you know. So they know we're building. They know we haven't got the resources of the top 10 in this division, and we just got to keep plugging away and ploughing away, and that's what we're doing, making players better. I think we are getting better, I must say. I think there's been a real good improvement over the last 2-3 months, but we don't want that to stop now. We want to keep progressing, and it's 17 points 51 points to play 17 games 51 points to play for. We've got to bounce back at home to Morecambe on Tuesday night. Been a little bit frustrating the last two away performances, because our away form's been very, very good this season, barring the last couple. I thought the performance was a lot better than it was at Cheltenham. Now we've got to start stringing some wins together at home. We've had two on the bounce. Let's try and get one Tuesday and go again.
Your assessment on Nathan, who was thrown in for his first start today?
Brilliant. You know, he's what he is. Kept the ball defensively, covered the right areas of the pitch. I thought he had a very, very solid debut. Gives me something a little bit different to what I've already got. He's a six-footer as well, to be honest with you. So, fresh in the squad and keeping things fresh from now to the end of the season.
Can Keelan be disappointed he didn't play today?
No, because he's had an injection. Okay. Yeah, which you guys don't understand. He's had an injection to settle down an injury. He had a bad injury last week. I thought it would be too much of a risk to start him three games in this week. So there has to be a bit of squad rotation in there. Mm. Lavs will be in the team on Tuesday night, ready to go.
Big game, Morecambe, isn't it? Second bottom, they don't travel very well. Walsall will be expecting a win.
Like you say, there's nothing in the division, though, is there? Being the teams we play. I'm looking forward to Tuesday. I'm looking forward to playing some of the top teams as well. Looking forward from now to the end of the season, getting as many points as we possibly can.
And the home form in this calendar year, at least, against Orient and then against Crawley, that's really something to build on to keep that momentum.
We've got to bounce back. We've got to got to make sure that we're consistently getting good positive results from now to the end of the season. The lads know that. It'll be important important for their futures that we finish on a real good high. There's plenty of competition, I think, now for players, as in players know now the roles and responsibilities more, and there's somebody breathing down the neck. So that's good. That's good for the football club, and it's good for me, and it's good to have them problems. And players have got to be under pressure to do that from now to the end of the season.
Is there anything you can say pre-match that will capitalise on their fragility, Morecambe, the fact they haven't travelled so well so far this season?
No, I think there'll be Derek Adams, very experienced manager. You've got Plymouth promoted out here. They're going to be a very, very tough nut to crack. And we expect nothing but a tough game. So we'll go away, dust ourselves down after this one, assess it, and then and try and pick up the 3 points.
Appreciate it, pal. Thank you.
Cheers, thank you.
Awesome. Just the one for me, Dan, that's all right. How do you get that consistency that you're talking about? Because it's been something that's been coming over the festive period, and then it's the odd loss.
Listen, we've had it, yeah, exactly, but with no disrespect, I think you've got a bigger picture. We've had that consistency. I think today's a very, very frustrating day, and we just got to make sure that we don't have the negativity around too long. It's good that we've got a game another Tuesday night on the game and try and bounce back then.
God, it adds a positive on the end of it, that having Sinclair coming back, having some of the lads coming back into challenge. That must be, as I said the other day, a good headache for you.
Yeah, very important to our competition for places and try and get as many players back as fitly as possible. Obviously, Danny and Sinclair, you need more match minutes at the right time and more training ground minutes to be able to keep pushing themselves on where they're at. But hopefully not too long until they match ready for the start.